Good morning, sir. Sergeant Martin speaking.
Hey, Sergeant Martin. Thank you for spending some time with me on the phone.
No problem.
Someone had suggested that I interview you, and you had they had filled out a questionnaire. So I've got some things about it here that I'm already familiar with.
Okay.
But the way I'm going to use this in an article is that I am writing a story about people that are away from their families on Christmas.
Okay.
And we're going to run it on Christmas Day. And so where are you stationed right now?
I'm in Cherry Point, North Carolina.
And what do you do there?
I'm a platoon sergeant with a 2nd LAAD Battalion, LAAD.
Uh-huh.
Our primary mission is to shoot down low-flying aircraft. Our secondary mission is to provide base security while deployed in various areas.
How many times have you been deployed, or have you?
I've been deployed 4 times.
Where to?
Iraq 3 times and Afghanistan once.
So I'm feel certain that the question I'm going to ask, I know the answer to, but I'll ask it anyway.
Okay.
As you've been over there 4 times and other places around the world, have you ever had to be somewhere on Christmas Day that you were thinking, I wish I was with my family carving a turkey or
yes,
something?
Yes, I have. Actually, it was one of my first deployments. I was on the MEU at the time.
What? You were on what?
A MEU. It's MEU is the acronym.
Right,
Marine Expeditionary Unit.
Uh-huh.
And basically, we float through the Med, and we perform various operations out there.
Float through the what?
The Mediterranean.
Uh-huh.
But the year we went was in 2003. We actually were assigned to go to Iraq to do the initial invasion in Iraq. And they extended us, so I was there through Christmas.
So you were in 2003. You were on this Marine Expedition Unit.
Yes.
In the Mediterranean, and you were there to there with what? What was the overall mission?
It was dynamic response.
Right. Well, you said
we were doing some aid missions up in Kosovo at the time, and they tasked us out to go assist the 2nd MEB in Iraq.
You'd been on 8 missions at Kosovo.
It was just a 30-day. Mission we were on out there for training.
30-day training mission to Kosovo.
Yes.
And but you were they wanted you in the Mediterranean because did you say it was the invasion of Iraq?
Well, yeah, we were there doing a normal. It's just a normal float. You know, you go to the Mediterranean,
right.
And you go to various locations, and you just do training evolutions.
Right. But the overall context is we were about to invade Iraq. About
yes,
that time.
And they task us with the with that mission.
Okay, so and that was a time you remember you were away from your family on Christmas.
Yes.
Okay, and so what was going through your mind then on Christmas Day while you were out there working?
You know, just sitting out in the desert environment was. Pretty lonely, you know. I just had a child that was born, and I was missing them, and you know, just kind of wanted to be there with him, you know, for his first Christmas.
He was a boy?
Yes.
What was his name?
Arville Martin Jr.
Okay, he's a junior.
Yes.
So, how old is he today?
He'll be 8.
Yeah. And so, how many other children do you have?
I have 3 children. I have an 11-year-old daughter, Courtney.
C-O-U-R?
T-N-E-Y.
T-N-E-Y,
My son, Arville Martin Jr., he's about to be 8.
Right.
And my youngest son is Andrew, and he is 2.
Oh, congratulations. What's your wife's name?
Tina Martin.
So, how did you deal with it, being lonely out there, wishing you were with, do you call him Arville?
Yeah, we call him Junior.
Call him Junior? you were, it was his first Christmas and you were wanting to be there. How did you deal with those emotions?
It was kind of hard because there was no phones or anything out there to use. And again, the environment out there was pretty intense, you know. So I had to keep focused more on the mission at hand than, you know, the actual Christmas holiday itself. But it was hard on me because, you know, I've missed a lot of things with my kids being in the military as long as I have. And the Christmas, it was a hard one.
Yeah. So do you, I'm guessing you go back to your motivation at that point and ask yourself, why am I doing this? Why am I living this life? So what would be your answer to that?
I don't know. I made a dedication to the Marine Corps, you know. My wife, she supported me, you know, through my, you know, career now. I don't know. I just like the sense of, you know, of unity and the integrity of the platoon and, you know, the Marines and the camaraderie. And that's what motivated me to actually, you know, keep pushing through those, you know, those hard times.
Sense of integrity and loyalty to what?
And the camaraderie of, like, the Marines out there that's under my charge. Those are the ones that actually, like, really motivate me to get through things.
Okay, well, that wasn't that hard, was it?
No, not really.
Yeah, I mean the interview, not the war.
Yeah.
I've already interviewed a cop, and I'm going to interview a EMT. You know, people that are on duty at Christmas, you know,
mm-hmm.
while we're all sitting at home, you know, having a good time, and they're out there working, putting their lives on the line even. So thank you for your service,
no problem.
Sergeant, and God bless you.
You too.
And I think I've got everything I need then.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
All right.
Bye.